A jury is deliberating in the securities fraud trial of two hedge fund managers. They came from Bear Stearns. They invested in securities linked to subprime mortgages, and the funds collapsed in 2007. Less than a year later, the whole bank failed. For member station WNYC, Lisa Chow has more.
Jurors have heard testimony from 24 witnesses, including former Bear Stearns employees who worked with Ralph Chaffee and Matthew Tenneen. The two men are accused of misleading investors about the health of their funds, whose collapse resulted in $1.6 billion in losses. In closing arguments last week, prosecutors pointed to this one line in an investor conference call to help prove their case.
The next big redemption date would be June 30th, and as of now, I believe we only have a couple million of redemptions.
That was defendant Ralph Chaffee talking about how much money investors had asked to pull out of the funds. The government says a couple million was a lie, that at the time, 3 months before the funds collapsed, one of the largest investors had already requested to take $57 million out. The defense argued that Chaffee knew the investor was planning to pull money out, but he didn't know when. If convicted, Chaffee and Tenneen could face decades in prison. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow in New York.